get this out of the way first. I'm guessing Io is not a big fan of opposing players patting him on the ass when he walks by. Is that where you were?
I didn't see it until I looked up on the replay and I realized what happened. And I think something was said. What was said, I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, both those guys are competitors. It was probably some things said, I would imagine, in the previous game. And I don't know. I was probably a better guy to talk to what was actually said. But right. Something was said when he smacked him on the way out. And there was no need to do that. Just let him go off the court. You know, especially if you got, you know, something to say. But I think I'm assuming that I'll... You know, got upset just because he smacked him on the way out.
Yeah. I mean, it felt like 3.5 quarters of you guys just fighting this double-digit deficit, and then all of a sudden either the stops started coming, and I'm sure you'll watch the film on it, or they looked like they just kind of wore down offensively and ran out of gas. What did you see? I mean, what did you see in the turnaround?
Well, I think the one thing that really hurt us was the turnovers.
Right.
Know? Not that we had an enormous amount, but obviously Josh and Kobe were up there, and it was, you know, I think it was 20-something points, 23 or 24 points off our turnovers. That, you know, was something that, you know, really kind of played into their hands because they were really good in transition. I think the other thing that helped, I think when we were big, I think having a little bit more size on Johnson, you know, he's such a hard guy to handle just because he shoots threes and he puts it down and he drives it, and I thought Zach did a really good job of staying vertical, and we just had a little bit more length out there to maybe be a little bit more disruptive because they really had a good flow going on offense. And, you know, from that standpoint, I think that kind of helped us get back in the game. I thought Zach and Vooch out there, and even Jalen when they were out there, I thought their length, because at times Johnson was just playing over us. He was playing over our guards. And he's a hard guy when he gets in the mid-range.
Yeah.
Now, they took 20 mid-range shots, which is ones you want to live with, but they made a lot of them, you know, and those guys can make them, and I thought they were shooting over us, so I thought his size helped us a little bit there in the second half.
I mean, I know getting healthy and getting whole has been talked about a lot, but at the same time, is there anything more you're seeing of this group that just sputtered along and couldn't beat, you know, Pelicans, Pacers, and teams like that, and then they go on this road trip? I mean, the 4 days of practice probably helped their 4 off days. Vooch said it helped, but like to go on this road trip where a lot of people are looking at it going, oh, this isn't probably going to end well, and to do what you guys did, how satisfying is that?
Yeah, man, I give our guys a lot of credit, you know, and again, I've never tried to, you know, make any excuses for what we had gone through, and I said this before, I think there was a lot on Josh's plate. We got very, very one-dimensional. There was a lot of guys that had some opportunities. I still felt like we could have played better than we did. Whether or not we could have won those games, I don't know, but I think we were capable of playing better in those games, you know, and I think that, you know, when you have, you know, Zach Collins and you have Trey Jones and you have Kevin Huerter, and you have Isaac Okoro all sitting over there, you know, in a lot of ways, they're playmakers. Certainly Trey and Kevin are. And when you take playmaking for us off the court, you know, it can get really, really hard for us. We can become a little more one-dimensional. And do I think we played the good basketball? And I even said, do I think we're playing the right way? No. And again, I'm not making excuses because I don't think we even gave ourselves a chance. You know what I mean? So that was the disappointing part and the stuff that we can control. We just didn't do a good enough job controlling it. And, you know, as we started to get bodies back, you know, I think there was more ball handling. There was more playmaking. It gave us a little bit more size. We could go a little bit bigger. We could go a little bit smaller. We had a little bit more flexibility. And like I've said, we just don't have a lot of margins, you know, for us, even with the group that we have fully whole. We've got to play really, really well. And, you know, again, sometimes, you know, we'd be sitting in here right now looking at the turnovers, you know, when you have 14 turnovers in your backcourt, like you're generally not going to win the game. So we were fortunate to win. Those guys made plays. And, you know, I give Kobe and Josh a lot of credit for keeping their head in the game because they both made great plays coming down the stretch. You know, Josh obviously made that spin move that gave us the lead, and then Kobe made free throws. So I appreciate them sticking with it. But I think, you know, we have to play really, really well, you know, and it's just, that's just the way it is. And we're going to go up against different teams that are going to pose different challenges.
Last one for me then, with that inbound play that you had that Kobe ended up getting the foul. Where was that? Was it supposed to go to him before he got fouled?
It was supposed to go to Vooch on kind of a throw into the lane play. They actually did a pretty good job guarding it. You know, Vooch, I think, you know, he got on the top side and Vooch was able to kind of seal. I don't know if Josh could have gotten it to him because of the pressure on the ball.
Yeah.
And then I think as Kobe was coming off that screen, that's where, you know, he kind of got fouled. But the play was to throw it in there to Vooch in the paint. You know, I thought with Okongwu fouling out 1.9 seconds, they're really versatile on the perimeter. Maybe a lot of switching, blow it up. Could we actually use Josh's size and just throw it into the lane? Maybe Vooch could manufacture a jump hook or something. But before we ever threw the ball, Kobe got fouled.
Omar.
Last one.
Coach, talk about the resolve of your team and defensively. Being down by 15 late in third quarter, coming back and after giving up 150-50, staying with night defensively and getting back in the game.
Well, it felt like it was going to go to 150 again the way the game started, you know. You know, the thing I appreciated about them tonight competitively is, to your point, it wasn't going well. It wasn't going well individually or collectively. You know, we got hurt on some offensive rebounds. We turned the ball over. But the one thing I give, our guys were moving to the next play. I thought there was some resiliency, there was some toughness. They didn't get down. They were trying to bounce back. They were trying to move to the next thing. And I just really appreciated them doing that, because you can get so wrapped up in yourself that you don't realize there's other things going on that you can control. You know, and I give our guys a lot of credit for fighting all the way to the end, you know, and giving themselves a chance to win. You know, these two games, you know, I thought we had control the last minute of the game at their place, and you know, they obviously made plays to get right back in the game with a chance to tie it, and this was a game that they probably controlled, and you know, we had a chance to get, you know, kind of back in the game. But I credit our guys where, you know, they just kept battling and fighting and just trying to find a way to continue to make plays.
Thanks, guys.
Let's go. Okay, yep.